This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. I hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night, Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people that's still in the bed right now as well. Go ahead and get up if you got to get up. Don't be late for nothing. Go ahead and give yourself a couple of pats and go ahead and get yourself up. Shout out to all the first responders out there too, protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Salute to you. And shout out to my guy, Day-Day Lewis, holding it down behind the glass as well. Lot to get into here on a Tuesday morning. Obviously, we are going to continue to react to the Falcons' 23-7 loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll do that momentarily, but also want to get into the debacle a little bit we saw last night on Monday Night Football. I mean, that was just ugly what we saw from the New York Giants and Daniel Jones. Also, NBA Media Day was yesterday as well. Andy and Randy got to talk to Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. That was fun to hear. If you haven't heard that, make sure you go to the Andy and Randy page on 929thegame.com. Go to their podcast page, download the podcast, and you'll be able to get that. But like I said, we have to start by continuing to react to what we saw on Sunday morning as the Falcons lost at the hands of the Jacksonville Jaguars 23-7. And of course, after Desmond Ridder throws a pick six and then throws another pick after that, right after that, literally, his next passing play was a interception. Actually, the next play after the pick six was a passing play, and that was an interception. So back-to-back interceptions for Desmond Ridder. Obviously, when you have a performance like that and the offense only really has one, maybe two good drives, there are going to be a lot of questions about Desmond Ridder. How long is Desmond Ridder going to stay in there? How long is the leash of Desmond Ridder now? Is Arthur Smith considering making a change? These were all questions and things that Arthur Smith had to address during his post-game press conference yesterday. I mean, really, looking back at his press conference, he basically was asked about Desmond Ridder the entire press conference. There's maybe one, two questions that have nothing to do with Desmond Ridder. Honestly, it was probably only one. Because, I mean, starting faster, I mean, I guess that has something to do with Desmond. But really, most of the questions were directly dealing with Desmond Ridder. So we'll let you hear some of that here in just a couple of minutes. But obviously, Desmond Ridder has to play better. And obviously, if he doesn't start to play better, then there could be a situation where there is a change. However, I want to go ahead and put this out there right here, right now. Desmond Ridder is going to be the starting quarterback next week and probably the week after that and the week after that and the week after that. Unless Desmond Ridder puts together a couple of more performances like the one we saw on Sunday, I don't anticipate a change. I don't anticipate a change because, number one, I don't think Desmond Ridder is going to have back-to-back games like he had on Sunday. And then one thing we also have to think about, too, that I think nobody is really talking about, is that you have to find out if Desmond Ridder is your guy. You have this year to find that out. I don't think they're giving him two fulls. I don't think they're going to wait two full seasons to make that change at quarterback. Now, maybe they will, but I don't think they will. I think the Falcons, and I'm just speculating here. Obviously, I don't know. I don't have any insider information. But to me, it feels like the Falcons are giving Desmond Ridder this season to prove whether he is or is not the future, whether he is or is not the franchise quarterback. And if you find out this year that he's not, then you go a different direction at quarterback, whether that's making a trade, trading up in the draft to draft a guy, or what have you. But I think it's either you're the guy and you show us you're the guy this year, or you're not the guy. I think that's the scenario that we are witnessing unfold when it comes to Desmond Ridder. So if that is the case, you can't bench him right now. You can't. Not at 2-2. Not when he's undefeated at home. Now, again, he's 0-4 on the road, and that has to be fixed, of course, because we don't play all our games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But you can't bench him. You still got to figure out what he is, because I'm sorry. I said this yesterday. We have to remember, and I know 8 games is a lot of games, or maybe it is, maybe it isn't, I don't know. However you feel about as many games as Desmond Ridder has played, in my opinion, 8 games is not that many games. It's half, not even really half now because you play 17 games total, but it's close to half to a regular season in the NFL. This man has not played a full season in the NFL. He has not played a full 17-game season in the NFL. He's only played 8 games. He's not even played half of it technically. So when people say, oh, it's 8 games, we should know by now. Oh, it's 8 games. I'm sorry. Was Peyton Manning in 8 games? Was Eli Manning in 8 games? Was Patrick Mahomes fully Patrick Mahomes in 8 games? Now, Patrick Mahomes did come out the gate going crazy. I will say that. I got to give it to Patrick, but he's a different breed. But my point is, name your favorite quarterback and let me know if he was who he was by the 8th game of his career. Answer is probably no. So I don't think it's fair that people are coming at Desmond Ridder saying, oh, it's been 8 games. He should be this or that by now. Really? I'm not so sure about that. Now, if you want to tell me he should be reading defenses and looking off safeties and doing this, that, and the third by his 8th game, okay. I get it. But we also have to remember that Desmond Ridder, again, is still learning the little nuances of the game. And look, some quarterbacks develop faster than other quarterbacks. Now, is Desmond Ridder going to develop in time to end up being the franchise guy for the Atlanta Falcons? I don't know. That is yet to be seen. But I really just don't think at this moment in time we're giving Desmond Ridder a fair shake by now. And I heard some of this yesterday. Please don't compare Desmond Ridder to Matt Ryan. They are not the same. They are not the same. Could they end up having the same type of career? Sure they could. Matt Ryan was the third overall pick. He was expected to be ready when he got to Atlanta. Desmond Ridder wasn't the third overall pick. He was a third round pick. There's a difference. So we should not hold what Matt Ryan was able to do in his rookie season, obviously take the team to the playoffs, go 11-5. Great rookie season, rookie of the year. But we should not hold what Matt Ryan did in his rookie season, and we should not put Desmond Ridder at that standard because, again, those guys are not the same at all, at least not right now. And they were not drafted at the same position. They should not have the same expectations. I get they both have weapons. They both have very good running backs. They both have receivers. But they're not the same type of quarterback. And they weren't in the same positions when they were drafted. They shouldn't have the same expectations. So, the point being, Desmond Ridder some more time. You can't bench him right now. You still have to find out what he is, what he isn't. You still also have to let him come into his own. I mean, we are four games into the season, and look, we're 2-2. We're a game behind first place in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3-1, and really still somewhat too early to be talking about standings. We are through the first quarter of the season. I get that. But look, a game behind Tampa Bay, still haven't played Tampa Bay at all, 3-1. And then, two, let's also remember this point of it. In my opinion, we've gone through our toughest part of the schedule thus far. We're going to look at, matter of fact, we're going to dive deeper into that next segment because look at who Tampa Bay has played. They played the Bears. The Bears haven't won a football game yet. They played the Vikings. The Vikings have, just won their first game Sunday. And they played the Saints. And the Saints didn't have a fully healthy Derek Carr. And again, how good are the New Orleans? We don't know. So, look, I'm not shading Tampa's 3-1, but we haven't played Chicago yet. We haven't played Minnesota yet. So, we just have to keep all that in mind. And look, I know Sunday's game was tough to watch. It was. I was hurting just like the rest of you. But we just have to keep everything in mind about where the team is right now, where Desmond Ridder's at in his career right now. We just got to keep it all in mind. And as Arthur Smith would say, his favorite line, one of his favorite lines is, you got to be objective with everything. And speaking of Arthur Smith, I do want to let you hear from Arthur Smith here before we take our first break. Arthur Smith talked about, obviously, Desmond Ridder and how you evaluate Desmond Ridder when he makes critical errors. But again, also good on third downs. We have to remember this too. Desmond Ridder was 8 of 8 on third downs. I know the pick six and the other interception lost you the game, and I'm not debating that. Desmond Ridder straight up lost you the game on Sunday. I am not debating that with anyone. I am with you on that. But he also came up in big moments, and he had a very solid second half. I know a lot of people ain't trying to hear that, but he did have a very solid second half. So let's hear Arthur Smith talking about how you evaluate Desmond Ridder when he makes critical errors but is also good on third downs.
I mean, that's the biggest obstacle. because you do see some positive, but clearly the result early is not what you need out of an offense, out of a team. You know, that's the thing, is because what happens too is when you stall out early, you know, those field positions, those drives became long. I mean, to give Jacksonville credit, nobody pays to see both punters play a lot. And Binion does a hell of a job, but that was a punting battle going on, and you know, we're consistently, but that's our fault. Because you don't get out of those situations early and you're losing some of the field position. And even when you got a drive going, like I said, we got behind the count, and it's second week in a row, different situations of taking a sack on third and long. If you don't get lined up quick, right, we're not going to get the back out. They're bringing an overload pressure, essentially cover zero. They're going to have one more than you, and then you lose a huge amount of field position on that. But again, that has to do with the play clock. Those are the unintended consequences sometimes, and it's not all on the quarterback. We got to get going so we can get to the checks, and that's what you saw later. You know, when you got a player like Bijan, and that is a friendly to the quarterback, right? Pick your poison. You want to bail out of there. You got a guy underneath. You can get one-on-ones, and he looks like Allen Iverson with the ball in his hand sometimes, and that helps. That helps convert some third downs. But we got to be more consistent there, Joe.
He does a lot of AI with the ball in his hand sometimes. He'll out there break ankles again Sunday morning. But again, got to be open with everything. Got to keep everything in perspective. So, like we said all day yesterday, it'll be a question again all day today. But Desmond Ridder does have to play better. But he's also going to be the quarterback next week. Just be ready for that. And also, still very early in this young man's career. He can, and I'm sure will get better. So, relax. It's really what it comes down to today. Relax. I know it's hard to do. Trust me. I want Desmond Ridder to be at his full potential and full peak right now, too, because this Falcons team is good enough to make the postseason if you have competent quarterback play. And Sunday wasn't competent quarterback play, at least in the first half. So I'm with you. I get it. But we got to have some patience, too. All right. When we come back, let's dive into the Falcons schedule. Because, again, I think we've played our toughest games so far. I don't think there's that many tough games left on the schedule. We'll dive into it. And I'll give you another reason why everything's going to be all right. We'll do that in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the CBS Sports Minute. Zach Wilson or Daniel Jones? Wilson earned a lot of respect with a solid performance in a near upset of the Chiefs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
And it's clear.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night, Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people that's already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. Shout out to all my people still listening in the bed right now. Go ahead and get up if you got to get up and go to work. Don't make yourself late. I know it's tough, but you got to do what you got to do. And shout out to all my people out there protecting the city, the country, the county, the state, all my first responders. But look, yesterday, rough day. Rough Falcons Monday, right? We aren't happy with how Desmond Ridder played. We want to get all of our anger and angst out. And we wanted to just vent yesterday. So I feel like we all got to vent yesterday. You know what I'm saying? We all got to express our grievances, talk about what we disliked, talk about what has to change. But today, I think we need a more positive approach. We got all the negativity out yesterday. And look, it's necessary. You got to let it out. Can't bottle that stuff up. It's toxic. We don't want to be toxic football fans, you know? We know what that looks like. But I think there is reason to be positive today. So that's what I'm going to bring to you, some positivity, okay? One way I think we can be positive is that we understand what and who we have left on the schedule. Because, to be honest with you all, toughest part of the schedule, I think, is over. And we went 500. And I think we should be feeling good about that. Take this into consideration. We played probably already the two, maybe three playoff teams that we're going to face this year. Most likely, there could be some other ones in here, but we'll see. But the Packers, possibly a wild card team, guess what? We beat them. Lions, they're a playoff team. They're probably going to win the NFC North. Lost to them, of course. Jaguars, definitely could win their division. Maybe even a wild card team. Obviously, we know what happened with them. The Houston Texans, that's honestly, looking at the schedule, the Texans and the Commanders, maybe the Titans, are probably our toughest games left. Of course, aside from the division games. Look, division games are always going to be tough, but I think they're winnable. But division games are always going to be tough. They know each other so well. There's no unfamiliarity there. So division games are going to be tough, period. Because they're also rivalry games, too. So the Saints games are always going to be tough. We already know what it looks like against the Panthers. I don't think we should be too worried about the Panthers. Could Bryce Young and that team get better? Sure, but we're going to get better too. The Buccaneers, they could be tough. But again, the Buccaneers, as I pointed out in the first segment, their first four games, the Vikings, who have one win, the Bears, who have zero wins, the Eagles, who beat them, who beat the Buccaneers, and they played the Saints. And they had a solid outing against the Saints, but that was not against a fully healthy Derek Carr. So I'm still not sold on. Look, I'm not bashing the Buccaneers for being 3-1. 3-1 is 3-1 all day long. But I am just keeping in mind of who they have played, and, you know, when they come up against a team like us, how are they going to look like how they did against the Vikings, or are they going to look how they looked against the Eagles? So we'll see. So, again, these are all just things to keep in mind. But toughest games I think we have left, Commanders, maybe the Titans. Again, not exactly sure what the Tennessee Titans are. One week they look like they can score. Another week they look like they can't do anything on offense. So we don't know what these teams are. But the Commanders, the Texans, who we play next week, Texans are hot right now. That's why I'm scared of the Texans. That boy C.J. Stroud is out here balling. He's out here balling. Right now, he's looking like the best quarterback to come out of the draft this season. And I know it's not a really fair shake for Bryce Young because his offensive line is, I'm sorry, not very good. And weapons maybe on the same level, but Houston's weapons might be slightly better. But just overall, that team is playing better. Might honestly be a little bit better coached as well. So Texans, I think, will definitely be a tough game. But still, you're going up against a rookie quarterback. You never know what can happen. But other than that, we still have the Vikings on our schedule. Again, they're 1-3. We have the Cardinals on our schedule, 1-3. Jets on our schedule, 1-3. We get to play the Panthers one more time. Obviously, they're winless. The Colts, who by the end of the year, because that game's going to be at the end of the year, that's game 15. So by that time, maybe Anthony Richardson and the Colts have figured some things out. So that could end up being a tougher game. We'll see. Or maybe things have gone downhill. And look, Anthony Richardson, I do not wish any injuries on that brother whatsoever. I wish him nothing but the best, but we've already seen him suffer one injury with the way he is using his legs. You hope he can stay healthy, but you have to at least bring up the fact that could be a possibility that maybe he's not fully healthy by that time. I hope he's not. I hope he is healthy. I hope he is fully healthy. I'm not wishing injuries on anybody, but you do have to bring up that point. Then after that, you have the Bears as well. They're winless. You got two games against the Saints, which they're 2-2, just like us. I'm not overly worried about the Saints. So you got a lot of wins on this schedule. And to me, you've played really the hardest part of your schedule after you finish this next game against the Houston Texans. And the Texans, I know at first we didn't think would be a tough game. It turns out they are probably going to be a tough game. And that could happen down the line. So, you know, I don't want to put my eggs in any basket or count my chickens before they hatch or anything like that. But all I'm saying is, from the material I've seen so far, there are still a lot of wins left on this schedule. So that's a reason I think we should be confident. So, again, I know we all want to see Desmond Ridder play better. Desmond Ridder has to play better if he wants to stay in there. And I think he will get better, continue to get better. But schedule's still easy. Schedule still has a lot of wins on it. And I don't think we should overlook that fact either. But I do want to get back to some Arthur Smith sound for you, because I do want to talk about one thing that we saw on Sunday and I didn't get a chance to address yesterday. This outburst that Mac Hollins had and heated discussion that Mac Hollins, Desmond Ridder, if you didn't see it, they didn't show it actually for too long. TV broadcast, at least the TV broadcast I saw. But if you want to go on, obviously, X, you can see it. Desmond Ridder walks over to Mac Hollins, tries to dap him up. This is after Desmond Ridder underthrows Mac Hollins. Mac Hollins was open. There was some space created there. Desmond Ridder, unfortunately, him, and the pass ended up going incomplete. But over to the sidelines, that drive, tries to dap up Mac Hollins. Mac Hollins, he wanted all the smoke. And he said some choice words. I'm not sure what they were, but they were spirited. His eyes were wide and looked like he was definitely yelling. Desmond Ridder. And as far as that goes, before I let you hear what Arthur Smith had to say about it, I'll say this. We don't know what was said. Did it look heated? Yes. Was it probably heated? I'm sure it was. But we don't know exactly what was said. And honestly, I like that. I'm not even going to lie to you. I like that. I want guys who care. I want guys who want to be winning, who care about the game, and is passionate. Now, you have to control certain things, control certain emotions, keep certain things in-house, for sure. But that right there, what we saw on Sunday, I ain't worried about that. That's just what happens in the heat of battle. Two guys get frustrated or one guy gets frustrated and those emotions sometimes come out in the heat of battle and you're hyped up, adrenaline's pumping, all that. So I ain't worried about that. I actually like that. Again, I want guys who care. I want guys who are passionate. And when things aren't going the way you think they should go, sometimes that passion comes out and emotions can boil over. So I ain't worried about that. And I don't think Falcons fans should be worried about it either. As far as Arthur Smith's take on it, well, here's what he had to say.
Mac's a real guy. You know, look, I've let my emotions get the best of me too, and I'm not proud of it. It's going to happen. We're human. And I think at times it's been BS on my part, and that's what we're all working to do better. But if you don't have those trust and you can't acknowledge it, then, you know, that's not the real culture. Everybody wants to talk about culture. That's not the real culture if you don't have the right guys. Mac's the right guy. Like I said, I've made more mistakes than anybody. So, but those are always conversations you have. You don't let, you know, to ignore things is not the right approach either.
And he's exactly right. Coach Smith is exactly right. You don't want to ignore anything either. You want to nip something in the bud, express your grievances, express your concerns. Y'all talk about it as men, and then you move on. It's like in a relationship. You talk to your partner or your friend or whoever it is that you might have a issue with or you want to talk to them about a certain something. You're not supposed to. Some people do this, and we've all been guilty of it before. But ideally, you do not want to let things compound upon each other. You don't want to let things stack up. And then you keep all those emotions, you keep all that passion inside, and then it just comes out, and then maybe it doesn't come out the way you want it to come out, or it comes out even worse than what it would have if you would have nipped it in the bud and brought it up the first time. So I'm perfectly fine with what Matt Collins did. I have no issues. And again, those dudes are men. They're playing together. Obviously, that's a special connection between quarterback and wide receiver. And I'm sure they've moved past it by now. They probably moved past it on Sunday. So I don't think a big deal should be made out of it. I don't think a big deal is being made of it. But I did want to go ahead and give my take on that and let you hear what Arthur Smith had to say about that as well. All right. When we come back, talk about the Monday Night Football game a little bit. Talk about also, too, the Atlanta Hawks. We got to get the Hawks a little bit of love. They had media day yesterday. Trey Young, DeJounte Murray joined Andy and Randy. If you haven't heard that interview in its entirety, make sure you go to the Andy and Randy podcast page as well. But we'll jump around a couple of things because, look, this is what I definitely want to talk about. I saw the Spider-Man meme comparing two dudes that should not be compared. And it actually made me upset. That's what we're really going to talk about when we come back. 5 minutes from now, right here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tuesday morning here, hanging out with you. Appreciate you tuning in. I saw on X yesterday after and while I was watching the Monday Night Football game. Obviously, the Seahawks trounced, absolutely trounced the New York Giants. Daniel Jones did not have a good game. Threw, what, two interceptions? One was a pick six. Got sacked, what, 11 times? Just was not good. Not a good day for Daniel Jones. Not a good outing for Daniel Jones. But one thing I saw that I did not like, especially because I could care less about what the Giants do. I'm a Falcons fan. I don't really care. I didn't have much stake in the game yesterday besides Kenneth Walker was a running back in one of my fantasy leagues. That's all I really cared about in the game. And I was mad when they overruled that, what, 72-yard touchdown at the beginning of the game because that would have done wonders for me. But anywho, while I was scrolling on X, formerly known as Twitter, I saw the old Spider-Man meme. You know, when two Spider-Mans are in the picture and one Spider-Man is pointing at another like, hey, you're me and I'm you. You've all seen the Spider-Man meme. But the caption, it was the caption that really upset me. Because in that caption, and I saw this from a couple of different people, not just one, a couple of different people. They said, Desmond Ridder meets Daniel Jones, or Daniel Jones meets Desmond Ridder. And I think that is completely, completely unfair to Desmond Ridder. Come on now. I know he had a bad game, but we can't do our boy D-Ready like that. Don't do our guy like that now. Do not compare this man to Daniel Jones. Come on. And look, I'm not trying to throw shade at Daniel Jones, but Desmond Ridder is a much already, and obviously he has a lot of room for improvement, but to me, Desmond Ridder is a much polished passer than Daniel Jones is. I would take Desmond Ridder over Daniel Jones in a heartbeat. Now, we do, again, have to be fair to Daniel Jones. This man got sacked 11 times yesterday. If I was Daniel Jones, I wouldn't have played that well either, getting sacked 11 times. I probably would have played worse. And he can do some good things with his legs, but Desmond Ridder can also do some good things with his legs, and I know that's where the comparisons kind of came from, but Desmond Ridder is a much polished passer. So anybody that put out that meme or liked that meme or reposted that meme, come on now. He ain't Daniel Jones. He is not Daniel Jones. And I think if I put a poll out right now and I said Daniel Jones or Desmond Ridder, I think a good majority would take Desmond Ridder over Daniel Jones. So let's chill on our quarterback. Y'all about to have to make me go all Tiopo here. That's my quarterback. That's my quarterback. Don't do that to my quarterback. Because that comparison, I do not like it at all. But I know we all only have, you know, we only remember what have you done for me lately, and I get it. I understand microwave society, all that stuff, and we only remember what Desmond did 2 days ago and not take into account his whole body of work. I understand it. I get it. And it's funny, which I'm not going to lie, it kind of was. But it's not true, though. And we should not be comparing Desmond to Daniel Jones whatsoever. But I saw that and it made me upset. Talk about my quarterback that way. He ain't like Daniel Jones. But also, too, the Atlanta Hawks had their media day yesterday. And it was good to hear from Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. Again, they joined Andy and Randy. Good to just hear them talk about how they've been working over the offseason, how they've been building their chemistry. And look, the East is going to be here. You got a big stepper coming into the East, Damian Lillard. Drew Holiday was already there. He's just on a different team. But this year, you have to be a top four seed. Honestly, I'll take them being a top five. As long, to be completely, completely honest, I don't want them to be sixth, but if they get sixth and miss the play-in, that's really an improvement over being a play-in team, what, the past 2 years? So I want them to be a top four seed. I think they could have that potential if all things click. Because now Trae Young, DeJounte Murray have had a full offseason and a full season to work together to get an understanding of what Quinn Snyder wants to do on the basketball court. So, again, having two guys like Trae Young and DeJounte Murray in the backcourt takes time for sure. It's going to take time to gel. And they weren't exactly what we pictured and envisioned them being in that first season. But again, it takes time. And DeJounte Murray actually talked about that yesterday when he joined Andy and Randy. He was like, you know, it takes time. And they had some high expectations coming into last year. And maybe we, as fans, expected that from them too fast. But now with, again, a full year of playing together under their belt, you have a full season and now a full offseason to understand what Quinn Snyder wants to do and expects from those two gentlemen. Bogey looks fully healthy. He was balling during the FIBA World Cup. Jalen Johnson, I've seen all these videos of him being in the gym, working in the lab. Now I need to see it on the court. Now I need to see it in the Hawks, you know, games that count. So I've seen some good things. I'm hearing some good things. But at this point, it's to translate. It has to translate toward and not being a play-in team and securing, hopefully, a top four spot. Because, look, with the Bucks, the Celtics, I mean, being a top four seed in the East is going to be nothing to sneeze at. Philly, I think with this whole, depending on what happens with James Harden, they could possibly take a step back. But Tyrese Maxey is nice. He can run the point for Philly. So we'll see what happens with Philly if they take a step back or not. I would still think they'll be in the mix for a top four seed, though. So you think Milwaukee, Boston, Philly, that's three out of the four spots right there. You find yourself up there with those guys, you got to be feeling good about your team. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how it plays out. But no play-in this season. No play-in. You avoid the play-in. I'll call it an improvement. How much of an improvement, we'll see. But the number one goal and the highest of priorities is to avoid the play-in. We do not need to be a play-in team again this season. If we're a play-in team again, we got problems. So we'll see how it shakes out. But it was good to see and hear from Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, and all the guys yesterday. Also funny, too, they were doing a video with Trae Young. You've probably seen on social media now. He was doing like something for, I guess, a hype video, and he went up for like an imaginary layup, and the pyrotechnics went off in the back, and he said, "Oh, sugar, honey, iced tea," except he didn't say sugar, honey, iced tea. He said the word I can't say, and it was just funny. He wasn't expecting it, so that was pretty humorous as well. But as always, you can always give me your takes at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms. But when we come back, we got to talk to the morning shift, see what Mike Johnson, Tiffany Blackman, and Bo Morgan got up for you for today. And we will hand things off to them and wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
The This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tuesday morning here, hanging out with you. Appreciate you tuning in. I saw on X yesterday after and while I was watching the Monday Night Football game. Obviously, the Seahawks absolutely trounced the New York Giants. Daniel Jones did not have a good game. Threw, what, two interceptions? One was a pick six. Got sacked, what, 11 times? Just was not good. Not a good day for Daniel Jones. Not a good outing for Daniel Jones. But one thing I saw that I did not like, especially because I could care less about what the Giants do. I'm a Falcons fan. I don't really care. I didn't have much stake in the game yesterday besides Kenneth Walker was a running back in one of my fantasy leagues. That's all I really cared about in the game. And I was mad when they overruled that, 72-yard touchdown at the beginning of the game because that would have done wonders for me. But anywho, while I was scrolling on X, formerly known as Twitter, I saw the old Spider-Man meme. You know, when two Spider-Mans are in the picture, and one Spider-Man is pointing at another like, hey, you're me, and I'm you. You've all seen the Spider-Man meme. But the caption, it was the caption that really upset me. Because in that caption, and I saw this from a couple of different people, not just one, a couple of different people. They said, Desmond Ritter meets Daniel Jones, or Daniel Jones meets Desmond Ridder. And I think that is completely, completely unfair to Desmond Ridder. Come on now. I know he had a bad game, but we can't do our boy D-Ready like that. Don't do our guy like that now. Do not compare this man to Daniel Jones. Come on. And look, I'm not trying to throw shade at Daniel Jones, but Desmond Ridder is a much already, and obviously he has a lot of room for improvement, but to me, Desmond Ridder is a much polished passer than Daniel Jones is. I would take Desmond Ridder over Daniel Jones in a heartbeat. Now, we do, again, have to be fair to Daniel Jones. This man got sacked 11 times yesterday. If I was Daniel Jones, I wouldn't have played that well either, getting sacked 11 times. I probably would have played worse. And he can do some good things with his legs, but Desmond Ridder can also do some good things with his legs, and I know that's where the comparisons kind of came from, but Desmond Ridder is a much polished passer. So anybody that put out that meme or liked that meme or reposted that meme, come on now. He ain't Daniel Jones. He is not Daniel Jones. And I think if I put a poll out right now and I said Daniel Jones or Desmond Ridder, I think a good majority would take Desmond Ridder over Daniel Jones. So let's chill on our quarterback. Y'all about to have to make me go all Tiopo here. That's my quarterback. That's my quarterback. Don't do that to my quarterback. Because that comparison, I do not like it at all. But I know we all only have, you know, we only remember what have you done for me lately, and I get it. I understand microwave society, all that stuff, and we only remember what Desmond Ridder did 2 days ago and not take into account his whole body of work. I understand it. I get it. And it's funny, which I'm not going to lie, it kind of was. But it's not true, though. And we should not be comparing Desmond Ridder to Daniel Jones whatsoever. But I saw that and it made me upset. Talk about my quarterback that way. He ain't like Daniel Jones. But also, too, the Atlanta Hawks had their media day yesterday. And it was good to hear from Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. Again, they joined Andy and Randy. Good to just hear them talk about how they've been working over the offseason, how they've been building their chemistry. And look, the East is going to be here. You got a big stepper coming into the East, Damian Lillard. Drew Holiday was already there. He's just on a different team. But this year, you have to be a top four seed. Honestly, I'll take them being a top five. To be completely, completely honest, I don't want them to be sixth, but if they get sixth and miss the play-in, that's really an improvement over being a play-in team, the past 2 years? So I want them to be a top four seed. I think they could have that potential if all things click. Because now Trae Young, DeJounte Murray have had a full offseason and a full season to work together to get an understanding of what Quinn Snyder wants to do on the basketball court. So, again, having two guys like Trae Young and DeJounte Murray in the backcourt takes time for sure. It's going to take time to gel. And they weren't exactly what we pictured and envisioned them being in that first season. But again, it takes time. And DeJounte Murray actually talked about that yesterday when he joined Andy and Randy. He was like, you know, it takes time. And they had some high expectations coming into last year. And maybe we, as fans, expected that from them too fast. But now with, again, a full year of playing together under their belt, you have a full season and now a full offseason to understand what Quinn Snyder wants to do and expects from those two gentlemen. Bogey looks fully healthy. He was balling during the FIBA World Cup. Jalen Johnson, I've seen all these videos of him being in the gym, working in the lab. Now I need to see it on the court. Now I need to see it in the Hawks, you know, games that count. So I've seen some good things. I'm hearing some good things. But at this point, it's to translate. It has to translate to it and not being a playing team and securing, hopefully, a top four spot. Because, look, with the Bucks, the Celtics, I mean, being a top four seed in the East is going to be nothing to sneeze at. Philly, I think with this whole, depending on what happens with James Harden, they could possibly take a step back. But Tyrese Maxey is nice. He can run the point for Philly. So we'll see what happens with Philly if they take a step back or not. I would still think they'll be in the mix for a top four seed, though. So you think Milwaukee, Boston, Philly, that's three out of the four spots right there. You find yourself up there with those guys, you got to be feeling good about your team. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how it plays out. But no play-in this season. No play-in. You avoid the play-in. I'll call it an improvement. How much of an improvement, we'll see. But the number one goal and the highest of priorities is to avoid the play-in. We do not need to be a play-in team again this season. If we're a play-in team again, we got problems. So we'll see how it shakes out, but it was good to see and hear from Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, and all the guys yesterday. Also funny, too, they were doing a video with Trae Young. You've probably seen on social media now. He was doing like something for, I guess, a hype video, and he went up for like an imaginary layup, and the pyrotechnics went off in the back, and he said, "Oh, sugar, honey, iced tea," except he didn't say sugar, honey, iced tea. He said the word I can't say, and it was just funny. He wasn't expecting it, so that was pretty humorous as well. But as always, you can always give me your takes at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms. But when we come back, we got to talk to the morning shift, see what Mike Johnson, Tiffany Blackman, and Bo Morgan got up for you for today. And we will hand things off to them and wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.